Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Hope you're having a good week so far. And today, this morning, we're going to be chatting with our friend from Santa Rosa County Veterans Affairs, our Veterans Affairs Services Officer, and his name is Andy Anderson. Welcome, Andy, to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I'm so glad you're here. There's so many questions, and actually, believe it or not, I can't believe May is tomorrow, May 1st, and it is Military Appreciation Month.
Yes, it is.
Coming up. So thank you to everyone who's listening or to has family members who have served. We appreciate your service and keeping our country free. It's something that we all take for granted, I think, and I'm just so grateful for those that have given their lives and so much more to help all of us have the lives that we enjoy every single day. So I say that sincerely from my heart. My brother's a veteran, Vietnam veteran in Korea. My father's a World War II veteran. And so I always have a special place in my heart for those who have served our country. So thank you.
Good. Okay.
Really appreciate you. Okay. So you wanted to specifically to talk about some things, I guess, that have been coming up recently for you?
Yes. As a veteran service officer, we deal with the veterans that are coming in filing for disability pensions, also with surviving spouses. And one of the things they come across is adding dependents. A lot of times they think they're automatically added to their claims because they go through the military and they're automatically associated with them on active duty. Well, that's not true with VA.
Really? Okay. So explain that a little bit.
Now, first, once they file for compensation, they have to have a rating with VA at least of 30%. Mm-hmm. At that point, they have to add their dependents. If they're married and stuff, they use a form which we call a 686C, mm-hmm. and we'll help them fill that out. We just have like a marriage certificate, birth certificate, stuff like that, and we'll add them because they think they're automatically added to them. So we have to help them go ahead and file that with them. Once we get them on their claim, then they'll also receive a monetary amount that's associated with them. So it's to their advantage to do that. And also for later other reasons that the veteran should pass away.
Does the veteran need to bring that dependent in to sign that paperwork to do that? Or is that something you can do online?
No, the veteran has to sign the form. Mm-hmm. A lot of it can be done over the email back and forth, or they can come into our office when they're doing their claim. So we do it both ways. We also have a link we can send to them where they can review it at home or on the phone, and then they can sign it remotely, also if they can't come in for some reason.
So I guess for starters, where's your office?
Our office, we always tell people, we're right next to the zoo in Santa Rosa County.
Oh, that's right. I know that building. Okay, yeah. Yes, I know exactly where that is. Okay. Yeah,
every morning I walk in, I hear the hyenas laugh. I'm kind of wondering, is that telling me something here or what?
Right. Right down Highway 98. I know exactly where you are. Yes, ma'am. Okay. So continue with this, how this all works.
Yeah. So with children, we just got to make sure if they're under the age of 18, mm-hmm. it's fine. But once they turn 18, they have to be in school. And then there's another form, of course. Government always have their own forms they have to fill out. Mm-hmm. So they have to make sure, usually a couple months ahead of time, they come in, they fill out another form that says the child will remain in school, even if they're in high school. They fill it out. Then once they graduate high school, if they continue to college, then, of course, they'll have to fill another form out when they're entering college to make sure they remain on their form.
Okay.
Okay. And dependents can also be their parents.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. Okay, so talk about that.
So if their parents are dependent on them, their children, and they live and they have to take care of them, everything mm-hmm. like that, mm-hmm. they can also put them and award them on their forms also. And there's a special form, of course, that we'll fill out for them or help them do that to have their parents placed on their form also.
Okay, I did not know that. That's very interesting.
So it's good to talk to the VSO and stuff like that to make sure and everything to have all their dependents placed in their form once they reach 30%. And also there's other things they can file separately, which would be a pension, which is another avenue that they could take that we're probably not going to discuss today because it's a
sounds complicated.
It's a different ballpark
it's
altogether.
It's a whole different thing.
Like
okay.
That.
So moving on from that, then did you want to talk a little bit about compensation and how all that works?
Well, that would be a little, it's a set amount of money, depending mm-hmm. on, that's the money I don't like to talk about too much because it depends on their rating.
Right.
If they're rated at 30, 40, 50, 60, 70% for the veteran, then it affects how much they will be paid for their dependents. Also, if they have one, two, if they're in college, if they're 18. So there's a formula they go through and they can bring it up on outline and actually look at it mm-hmm. on that. So the reason I talk about dependents is really important to get on there while they're doing it because if something should happen to the veteran. Mm-hmm. If they pass away, then there's benefits, because remember, it's the Veterans Administration, so all the benefits go to the veteran. When they pass away, they all stop. And a lot of times,
do people think that they're going to continue to get benefits after the person passes?
And that's where they make their mistake.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
It ends. And for financial planning, they need to understand that. Mm-hmm. Just like if they're active duty and retire, their retirement stops, unless they elect to take the SBP. which they can. They pay money into it. They can get up to 55% of their active duty retirement. Well, the VA benefits stop.
And so what's SVP?
Special Benefit Program.
Okay.
And that's part of their retirement. They can do it. They can elect into it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And they sign it where they have no benefits that could be passed on to survivors.
Okay.
Well, the VA is the same way. So the survivor program, they have to be, you know, there's a tax-free money mm-hmm. that they can leave mm-hmm. if they qualify.
Right.
So once they do that, it could be a spouse, surviving children, or again, it could be your parents. They would fill out the form. And then one of them, if the veteran should pass away, of a service-connected disability. So let's say they were from Vietnam, and they had, let's say, lung cancer,
mm-hmm.
and it appears on the death certificate, because they say, well, that's part of what they passed away from. Well, VA requires it to be on the death certificate.
Okay.
And that's very important, because sometimes, especially during COVID, you see a lot of death certificates that would come in, and they say they passed away of COVID-19.
Mm. And that would disqualify them then,
well,
or not?
It could.
Okay.
Because, well, nobody really passed away of COVID-19. It was just like the last straw the person could take.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, what about his other disabilities to have? Hypertension, maybe, diabetes, lung cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Were those contributing factors also? Of course they were.
Right.
So we may have to ask them to go talk to the doctors, see if they could be added to the death certificate.
I see. So you want to be very aware of that.
Yes.
Okay.
And then at that point, then we'd try to file the claim and get it as a service-connected disability. And at that point, it's a set amount.
Mm-hmm.
You could be have another job yourself and be making, you know, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, and you still get that set amount.
Okay.
And it's around $1,600 monthly income.
Mm-hmm.
Because now the VA benefits going to the veteran has stopped on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would receive their pension independently.
Okay, I'm following you, but it's starting to get complicated.
Just a little bit. That's the reason we always tell them if something should happen,
it's like
come see us.
Yeah, it's just, well, but I think it's a very valid point about the death certificate because my brother, who was in Vietnam in the 68, 69, ultimately died of complications from Agent Orange 50 years later.
Yes.
Right? So they had to put that, as I recall, on the death certificate, that it was related to that specifically.
Well, the VA would read on there if mm-hmm. it was like lung cancer, mm-hmm. hypertension was on there.
Then he had a bone marrow disease because the Agent Orange got in his bone marrow?
It could be, yes.
It's
it could be a contributing
kind of
factor,
mm-hmm.
yes. The PAC Act cleared a lot of that up.
Mm-hmm.
And still now, if the veteran passed away 20 years ago and the surviving spouse, they can still file.
They can. There's
yes.
no limitations?
No, ma'am. They just do not receive back pay. It's
oh.
the date they file or the letter of intent. That,
okay.
So it could start then. Because we receive a lot of people that would come in that the funeral home would tell them, check with the VA. There may be benefits to help them pay for the
mm-hmm.
burial and stuff.
Right.
And they would come in and we'd look at it and see, well, they lost a lot of benefits if they would have filed, but they just didn't know.
Right. Okay. So there's no time of limitations.
No, ma'am.
Wow. That's good to know.
So I wish they would know it earlier. Even with today TV, you'd see all the things about the PAC Act, but they just didn't know, and it would be very beneficial for them while they were live.
Okay. Like so we're talking this morning with Andy Anderson. He is a Veterans Affairs officer with Santa Rosa County, and I would call a specialist. This is the expert panel, so he's certainly an expert on this topic. If you have any questions about veterans benefits and working with the VA, send your text in, 850-437-1620, and I'm sure that Andy will be able to answer your questions for you. So we're going to take a quick break, Andy, and then we'll be back to talk more about this topic, which I think is a very important one. You're listening to Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3 Informative, local, dependable. Good morning. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We're chatting with Andy Anderson. He is a Veterans Services Officer with Santa Rosa County, and it's great to have you here. You're talking about things that I honestly don't know that much about, but are so important to the folks that are receiving benefits now, because when we were in the break, he was telling me some examples of mistakes that people make or assumptions that people make about the benefits that they're receiving. Can you talk about a couple of those examples of when people assume they're getting them and then they don't?
The main thing, just like your will, you need to keep them up to date. Things change over time.
Mm-hmm.
One thing like DFAS, and when you retire out of the military, sometimes, unfortunately, if you get divorced, you need to make sure you update your military. Also, your retirement, who's going to receive your benefits when you get out. Just like with VA, you want to make sure it's currently, and also who's on there and who's not. Because if you forget to remove somebody who's a dependent, let's say you were married, you have them added as a dependent, and you forget to remove them, or if they pass away, the VA periodically will check, and then all of a sudden they see that they're not there anymore, they're going to send you a debt letter.
Because, oh, boy.
Because they'll want that money back. Or they'll send you a mandatory verification appendix, and you throw it away, you don't fill it out and send it back. They're going to go back to the last date you verified your dependents. If that was 20 years ago, they're going to want all that money back, which could be several thousands of dollars. I've seen it up to $15,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, you won't have to pay it back, but it takes a little bit of work to convince VA that you're still married and you're entitled to the money.
Right.
Which you wouldn't have to done if you just marked no, nothing changed.
So the message here is keep up with your paperwork.
And read the papers when they send it, because sometimes, believe it or not, it is important.
You see that Veterans Affairs when you just toss it? That's not a good plan.
You don't cringe. And
yeah, no, take a look at it. Right. So we were talking, and a listener did send in a question. The question is, do you serve all vets or just those in Santa Rosa County in your office?
Yeah, we work mostly with Santa Rosa County, but we will serve any vet, because, of course, we try to help all vets around and stuff like that, because some don't want crime. Time sensitive, they'll file an intent, and it's good for 1 year, and they'll get in a pinch, because if they file it outside of 1 year, they lose that back pay.
Oh boy!
So we try to get them served and stuff like that, but we try to help any veterans, because most of them in the office either married to a vet or like myself, they're a veteran also, and we understand the importance behind trying to get claims in. And also around here, I always kid people, you can't throw a stick without hitting four or five vets around here.
No, that's the truth. This is a veteran-friendly community right here.
It is. People love the area around here. It's a great place to be. And also, we have so many bases with people and stuff like that. So it's hard to get in to see veterans, service officers. We try to help them as much as we can.
So you, what are some of the examples of the biggest mistakes you see currently?
One, with active duty going out, make sure you get your paperwork up to date when you leave. Also, once you leave, like I said, the SPP for their retirement, if something should change, make sure you keep that up to date. Like I said, add dependents. If something should change, divorce, or if they pass away, they need to make sure they let VA know about that also to stop the money that's coming in, because they will check periodically. And if they pass away 10 years ago, you weren't entitled to that money, so they will want it back. Children also now, once they turn 18, or if they get married or drop out of school, they need to inform the VA also, because they're not entitled to those funds anyway, because they're no longer dependent.
Okay, and they have to be in school.
They have to be in school, and also you have to do the paperwork. Of course, there's always that paperwork that you have to do, and that's where we come in a lot to help them with the paperwork, because they look at it and they go, what is this stuff?
Well, you touched on in the last break a little bit about having a will and making sure that your post-death, I guess, certificates and forms are all in order. So what are some of the common mistakes you see in that respect when a veteran passes away and the family is left with the expenses and or benefits or not?
Yeah, well, a lot of times with the benefits, they think they're going to be passed on to the surviving spouse, or they're not. Everything is to the veteran. So when the veteran passes away, all those compensation, no matter how much the financial may be or services, end at that point. So then the
and that could be substantial.
100% permanent total could be in around $4,000 a month.
That's a lot to suddenly not receive.
And it's tax-free.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Okay.
So it'll come to a stop. And maybe the last payment may go to the surviving spouse, but it ends. And that's where we try to help the veteran spouse or dependents file for compensation, because there are some benefits that can go to the surviving spouse or their dependents, and we try to help them with that. And that we touched a little bit about the will and stuff like that, trying to make it service connected.
Okay.
So it's very important. Also, they need to inform the VA that they did pass away, because they found out later they'll want that money back also, because they were not entitled to it because a veteran passed away.
Okay, so you have to really stay on top of the paperwork and know, make a plan ahead, and make sure your spouse or dependents know what they are entitled to and when, and when they're not.
Yeah, we try to touch a base on that. We always tell them that there's several folders you need to have. You know, Social Security, if they're active duty retired, they need to have a DFAS statement, a VA, and also other retirement folders, because a lot of the forms that come out look an awful lot alike, but they're not.
They're not. That's why they need you, the specialist.
It helps sometimes with the to go through the mountains of paperwork.
We're talking with Andy Anderson. He is a Veterans Affairs Specialist and Officer with Santa Rosa County. If you have a question for Andy, 850-437-1620. So many things that apparently you know everything about. I know very little about, but I find it fascinating. You were talking about dependents specifically and some other things. What else did you want to touch on this morning in terms of benefits and these kinds of things?
Well, we talked about the service connected to death. That means they died of a disability that they had. They can also add aid and attendance to it. That mm-hmm. means besides the financial set amount they received, if their health declined, mm-hmm. they can request to have aid and attendance. It's a form that their doctor fills out, and we submit to the VA. And if they need additional funds, it's not a lot because, remember, most of it's for the veterans, but some for the spouse. We can get some extra money to help take care of those, maybe a nurse mm-hmm. or somebody that come in, or if they have to go to assisted living, a little bit of funds for themselves that they could have.
Well, that's good to know. So we're talking with Andy Anderson with Santa Rosa County Veterans Affairs. So if you have a question, send it on in, 850-437-1620. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back on Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk, talking to Andy Anderson with Santa Rosa County and Veterans Affairs Officer. We did have a couple quick questions here, Andy. How do I check my current status? Question, My Healthy Vet.
Yes, My Healthy Vet deals mostly with the healthcare system. So to check your claim, you need to go to va.gov. And in that area, you can check on the claim section, and it should tell you roughly about what stage it's in, development or disposition, or it may have the award there itself. Or you can call the VA. There is a number, 1-800-827-1000, and you can talk to a federal rep, and they can look it up and tell you either it's about where it is.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for that answer and the question. Got one more. Sir, no one contacted me about the PACT Act after I filled out the paperwork. Do you know off the top of your head if I need to be refiling or if there's a number I can call? Thank you.
Yeah. Again, it's to be the same number, 1-827-1000. I'm not sure when he said what paperwork he filled out for, if it was for a claim or not.
I don't think he said. He just said he was, concerned about his current paperwork.
Yeah, again, VA, he can go into va.gov if he filed a claim and look at the status, or just give us a call at work, and maybe we could look him up into VIM, VBMS is mm-hmm. where the claim would be, and we could see the status or if we had authorization.
So he can contact your office
right.
for some help?
We call it a power of attorney, 21-22, it's a form they fill out that gives us permission to be able to look in the VA system mm-hmm. to look at the status of their claim. We can see a little bit more than they can, but we have to have permission to do that.
Okay, that's great. So they can come to you. Okay, and you wanted to mention one thing, too, about the burial allowances.
Right. If a veteran should pass away, there are burial benefits besides the pension. And then, of course, there's two ways to go. One, if it's service-connected, and if it's not service-connected. So they can come see us and with, of course, the death certificate. You always have that to have that. Mm-hmm. And we can help them file for benefits, and it's a one-time payment. They can go depending on how they passed away, and we may be able to get a little bit of the funds for them to help pay for the cost of the funeral. Because it won't pay for all of it like some people think it will. Mm-hmm. It'll just contribute it to some of them.
Okay. Well, this has been so informative to have you on this morning. Thank you so much. This is Andy Anderson, who is here with us with the Veterans Affairs Office with Santa Rosa County. Why don't you give that location of the office again and how people can reach you, if by phone or by the internet?
The easiest way to find us is on Highway 98. Mm-hmm. Just head to the Santa Rosa County Zoo.
Right.
And we're right next to it.
Right on the right-hand side.
Yes, ma'am.
South side. Okay, and your phone numbers?
850-981-701-55, I think is the number we call now.
Okay. Good enough. All right, thank you so much, Andy. We really appreciate your time here this morning. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3.